Starwalker Studios presents GM Intrusions, the podcast devoted to Numenera and the strange.
This episode is brought to you by the patrons of GM Intrusions. Learn how you can become a patron of the show at getjoyride.com/GM Intrusions. And welcome to episode 77 of GM Intrusions, your podcast devoted to Numenera, the Strange, and all Cypher System games. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. Today is the season 2 finale episode. I have some exciting announcements about the future of the show. So grab your dice and get ready to spend some effort. It's time for a GM Intrusion. Hello, listener. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to episode 77 of GM Intrusions. And this, as I said at the top of the show, is the finale episode for season 2 of the show. For those of you who don't connect with me on Google Plus, you might be a little surprised that season 2 is over already, as season 1 had, I think, 50 some episodes. Or was it 60? I'm not sure. It was a lot. But I've decided to do shorter seasons from now on. A lot of the really successful podcasts out there do 12 episode seasons. I decided that that is a really great way to do it because it lets me more often fine tune the show and make changes without having changes to the format happen in the middle of a season, which can be kind of weird. So I had a great time with season 2, had some great interviews this season, and it was good to talk to everyone. And I still have quite a few people, quite a few names on my list of people I want to have on the show and interview. So I will just have to get to the rest of you in season 3. So I'm sure that you all heard my State of the Studio announcement that I put out, I think it was a week ago now. And so you know that I am devoting or able to devote some more time to this show and to my other shows, which is really awesome. And I'm really looking forward to what the future will bring. And I want to thank all of you who have reached out to me and given me support and encouragement on my decision to become a full-time podcaster. I really appreciate it and couldn't do it without you guys. So over the last year and a half, I have put out 77 episodes of GM Intrusions, and I have done a lot. I have said a lot. I don't want to know how many hours or probably days or weeks of content that is, if you add all of it together, even not counting the actual plays, which adds a lot, but just counting the regular episodes, I don't want to know how many hours I've spent blabbering into this microphone. One thing that I found in the last season of season 2, and I've talked to some people about this, and I don't know that it's apparent to you, listener, but I have found it more and more difficult to come up with topics of the show. The first season, the first 60 or however many episodes it was, I was just overflowing with ideas, and I usually had ideas for at least 2 or 3 shows ahead of what I wanted to talk about. And I was getting a lot of feedback from people in the community and watching a lot of conversations in the community, which gave me ideas for topics and things like that. But going into season 2, it became more and more challenging to find things to talk about with the Cypher system that weren't things I'd already talked about before. And more the conversations that I see in the community are conversations that I've seen before. It's not new things. It's just new people coming into the community asking the same questions that someone else asked 6 months ago. So I feel like I've said most of what I can say about the Cypher system specifically. And I feel like I'm starting to retread old ground a little bit, or at the very least, that's kind of looming on the horizon. And it's just harder and harder to come up with new and unique topics that are Cypher system only. And I actually thought about going back and revisiting topics that I've done in earlier episodes. But the podcast is only like a year and a half old, and it seems kind of weird to start, you know, oh, let's talk about this topic again that I talked about in episode 6 or whatever. It just seems like it's a little early to do that. And I shared with you in the very beginning of the show, in the first episodes when I kind of talked about my history with role-playing games, I shared with you how I'd taken a few years off of role-playing, and I'd only recently gotten into it again about a couple years ago when I started running Numenera, and that's when I started doing GM Intrusions. And since then, I have run a lot of Numenera, a lot. I think I've run at least 5 or 6 different campaigns, and then tons of one-shots, and I have run and played Numenera with a lot of people, which is super cool. But recently, I've started playing some other games as well. Games like Star Wars Edge of the Empire, which I've really enjoyed, and Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, which I've really enjoyed. And actually, those two games in particular, I'm really getting into and I really like, and I think there's a lot of good things to talk about as far as, you know, the unique things about their system that, or systems, I should say, that make them different from other games out there, things that I think are really innovative and cool about those systems. And I actually, for a while, I was considering doing a Star Wars Edge of the Empire podcast. And recently, I've been considering doing a D&D 5th Edition podcast because I'm really impressed with 5th Edition. It's brought me back to D&D, which is awesome because that's the first role-playing game I ever ran way back in the 2nd Edition days, and lost interest in it during 3.5 and never did 4th Edition at all. Got into Pathfinder a little bit and quickly lost interest in that. So it's really great to see D&D with a system I can really get behind. I think that it is definitely the best edition of the game that's ever been made, and I really, really like the system. So I was thinking about, you know, doing two more podcasts, one for Star Wars Edge of the Empire and one for D&D, and I started brainstorming, you know, what would I call the shows, what topics would I talk about, things like that. And as I started coming up with topics for the two shows, I quickly realized that a lot of the things I'm interested in discussing about those games are either relevant to more than one game or are relevant to all role-playing games. And I realized as I started, you know, coming up with, well, what am I going to talk about in the Star Wars show? And what am I going to talk about in the D&D show? And what am I going to talk about in GM Intrusions in the future? I realized that if I did this with these three shows, I would either be going off topic a lot on the shows, which I don't like to do, or I'd be repeating myself a lot, you know, across the three shows. So it was then that kind of the light bulb went off, and I realized that having three separate podcasts, one for the Cypher system, one for Star Wars, and one for D&D, was really pretty silly. I mean, why do three different podcasts that are kind of the same when I can have one podcast to rule them all? I just love saying that. Besides, who knows what games I'll be interested in the future? It's extremely likely that I'm going to find more games that I like. For instance, I'm really interested in trying 13th Age. I hear really good things about that, and I'm hoping to try that out very soon, but I'm really interested in that game. I'd also like to try out Fate. I haven't completely written off Fate yet, maybe 90% written it off, but I haven't actually played it, and I haven't actually run it, so I would like to try it. And I'd like to learn more about Savage Worlds. I know Jim Wall's friend of the show is a big Savage Worlds fan, and I hear lots of people talking about Savage Worlds, and that's a game I have no exposure to, or a system, I guess. It's a lot of different games. And more I find when I think about what I want to talk about, or when I come up with ideas for this show, I find that I really want to discuss topics that are applicable to all games, And I really am finding it constraining to be limited to only one system. Like, for instance, on this show, you know, I don't want to go into D&D 5th edition too much, or I don't want to go into Fate too much, or I don't want to go into Star Wars too much. And I have a little bit. And even then, I feel like I'm off topic and I'm probably losing people. Maybe. I don't know. So what I've decided to do, and the smartest and most exciting thing to me anyway to do, is to restructure this show for season three. This is a great time, end of a season, time to reevaluate and do something new with the show to keep it fresh and interesting and keep it from getting stale and tired. And so from now on, beginning with season three, I am going to be talking about any RPG that interests me, not just Numenera, not just The Strange, not just Cypher System. I'm going to be branching out and I'm going to be focusing on topics that are relevant to GMs and players of any tabletop role-playing game. And the more I think about it, the more I really like this new format. Not only does it free me to talk about all the topics I've been thinking about and feel like I can't really talk about on this show, but it's also a great opportunity to bring even more creative and intelligent people into our community, the community of GM Intrusions. Numenera and Strange GMs aren't the only experienced GMs out there who have interesting things to say and insights to help all of us in running games and playing games. So I think this is all a bunch of good things, and I'm really excited about it. I already have some people in mind that I want to have on the show that are involved with other systems. And that's the other part of that. This is I've been meeting people out in the RPG community who are really awesome people that I really want to talk to on the show, but they don't really play Cypher System, or they don't play it very much. And they, you know, their game of choice is some other game. And, you know, why tie my hands behind my back and not have these awesome people on the show just because they don't one run or play one particular game? It just seems really silly. So part of this new format for the show for season three is that I have decided that I'm actually going to retitle the show. And there's a few really good reasons for this. For one thing, we all know what a GM intrusion is, right? But that is a term and a mechanic that is very much tied to one system and really only relevant to one system. And it doesn't really fit with what I want to do with the show in the future. And it's also a term that's most likely completely meaningless to someone who's not familiar with the Cypher System, which, let's face it, is the vast majority of players and GMs of tabletop role-playing games out there. And I want new listeners to be able to find this show with ease, and I want potential new listeners to understand what this show is about at a glance. And using a term that most people aren't going to recognize is counterproductive to that goal. So GM Intrusions in the future will now be called Game Master's Journey. And I spent a lot of time kind of trying to figure out a good title. And that's a title that to me is what this show is going to be about and is a descriptive title for potential new listeners when they're looking for podcasts to kind of just from the name of the show have a pretty good idea of what this show is about. It's about the journey of being a game master. It's about how can I be a better game master? What are tricks of the trade that other GMs use that I can learn from? What are techniques that they use? Where do they get their inspiration? How do they come up with their adventures and their stories? And, you know, this isn't just for GMs, just like GM Intrusions in the past. I mean, a lot of the stuff I talk about is kind of from the GM's perspective. But it's just as valuable to players because a lot of what we do as a GM, players do, they just do it with a smaller scope. So, you know, if we're talking about how to make an interesting and believable NPC, well, that directly applies to making an interesting and believable PC. Or if we're talking about how to make an interesting story for your game, well, that can easily be applied to making an interesting backstory for your character. Now, just because of logistics and how podcasts and RSS feeds and such work, since I'm changing the title of the show to more fit the new format and to make it easier for new listeners to understand what the show is about, you know, the listeners I have right now, I'm not too worried about because you guys are listening to me and I'm explaining to you what the show's about. So because of this, I have to unfortunately make a new feed. And that's unfortunate because all of you who are listeners of GM Intrusions listening to my voice right now are going to need to go to StarWalkerStudios.com and subscribe to the new RSS feed, Game Master's Journey, or you're going to need to go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and find Game Master's Journey and subscribe to that feed. I will no longer, after this episode, be posting new episodes to the GM Intrusions feed. It's all going to go in the new feed. And again, part of that is just I have to do it that way. If I'm changing the title of the show, it has to be a new RSS feed. And the other thing is, it's actually a really good thing for new listeners, because imagine if you're a new listener or someone considering being a new listener for this show, and you're like, oh, here's a show that's applicable to all role-playing games, and no matter what role-playing game I play or run, this show has stuff for me. And you go and subscribe to the feed, and the first 77 episodes are all about one game or one system. You'd kind of be like, well, this is false advertising. This is not about all role-playing games. It's about Numenera and the Strange, and that's all it's about. And you'd probably lose interest long before you got to episode 78, where I start talking about other games. So because of that, it makes sense also for the new feed to start with episode 1 of Game Master's Journey. Brand new feed, brand new episode 1. But for those of you who are fans of GM Intrusions, in your mind, you can think of this as a continuation of GM Intrusions, an evolution of GM Intrusions, and episode 1 of Game Master's Journey is, in a way, episode 1 of season 3 of GM Intrusions. We're just not going to call it that for the sake of simplicity and ease of understanding for new listeners. Now, of course, I'm going to tell the new listeners about GM Intrusions and highly recommend to them that they go back and check out the archives of the GM Intrusions episodes, because although this show has been focused on the Cypher system, there is a lot in it that will be beneficial to GMs and players of any system. So you can find the new show at StarWalkerStudios.com/Game Master's Journey. And that show is going to be coming out the same time that GM Intrusions has. It's going to be coming out every Tuesday. So next Tuesday, you will find actually not just the first episode, the first few episodes of the show there. So in Game Master's Journey, I will be discussing the same types of things as I have with GM Intrusions. However, I'm just going to be branching out and using more games as examples and kind of launching points of discussions. And this will be really great, even if you just play Cypher System, because a lot of games out there have some really cool ideas and mechanics that you can use in your Cypher System game. And that's kind of the idea behind this. If you're familiar with Mark Plourd's blog that he does a series of posts called Nuts and Bolts, where he talks about mechanics from various systems. And Scott Robinson has done similar posts on his blog. And, you know, those are really interesting discussions. And whatever game you play, you can get cool ideas from other games. For instance, talking about the Cypher system, I really like the GM Intrusion, and that's a mechanic that I think any game can benefit from. And as soon as I start playing another game, I start looking for a mechanic like the GM Intrusion. And especially with modern games, new games I've played, there usually is something like the GM Intrusion in there. But if there's not, then I wonder, is there a way that I can make a GM Intrusion work in the system and have it have similar mechanical effects as it does in, say, Numenera? So the new format will give me the freedom to discuss any RPG I will like, any mechanic I like, without just being limited to the Cypher system. And it will be up to you as a listener to apply what I'm talking about to whatever game or games you're really into. So again, topics like how to be a better GM, how to engage your players, how to tell awesome stories. And oh, something else I want to bring up is I am going to be continuing with the Obsidian Monolith episodes, and those will be part of the new format on the new show. As you know, I've kind of almost just gotten started. I just did the Obsidian Monolith about the second adventure. There are quite a few more adventures to talk about and, you know, extending the campaign and how to wrap it up at the end and things like that. And so I'm going to keep going with those episodes, and those will be in the new feed for the new show, starting with number 8 of the Obsidian Monolith, which I will probably be doing in the very near future. Now, again, for the sake of new listeners, I'm going to be reposting the Obsidian Monolith 1 through 7 episodes that I've already done. I will be reposting those in the new feed. So if you've listened to those, you can skip them if you don't want to listen to them again. But the new episodes will be continuing in that feed. Numenera is still one of my favorite role-playing games, and I'm sure I'm still going to discuss it and the Cypher system overall quite a bit in the new format. So don't despair. This is not the last you will hear about Cypher system from me, but there are a lot of other great games out there too. And honestly, most gamers I know play more than one RPG. In fact, I know very few gamers who only play one RPG, and most of those are just people that haven't been gaming very long, and they've learned, like, say, D&D, and that's all they've played, and that's all they play, and they just haven't stepped out of that comfort zone yet. But most of us that have been gaming for very long at all, we have more than one RPG that we play and or run. Also, if you are part of the GM Intrusions Google Plus community, you don't have to worry about anything. I am just going to rename the community to fit the new format. So the GM Intrusions Google Plus community will magically become the Game Master's Journey Google Plus community. So if you're going to stick with the show and want to stay part of the community, you don't have to do anything. You'll still be part of it. But again, as far as the podcast goes, you guys are going to have to go and subscribe to the new feed. And again, you can find that at starwalkerstudios.com/Game Master's Journey. So here at towards the end of the show, I just want to thank everybody who has listened to and supported GM Intrusions through these 77 episodes. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to Season 3 of the show, aka Game Master's Journey. I have actually recorded a few of the episodes already. I was actually going to make Season 2 of GM Intrusions a little bit longer, even though I'd said 12 episodes and I've actually already passed that. But I was going to make it a little bit longer because I had a few more interviews I wanted to do that were more kind of Cypher system focused. But I haven't been able to get the interviews scheduled as quickly as I would have liked. You know, it's not just my schedule, it's the other person's schedule and working everything out. And I've been cranking out the new episodes for the new season, the new format. And, you know, I didn't want to sit on them forever. So I decided I'm going to go ahead and wrap up season 2 and get Game Master's Journey launched. And so, yes, that will be available next week at the regular time. And you can just go to starwalkerstudios.com and find the new feed. Or you should be able to find it on iTunes. I should have it up and going on iTunes by then. So there will be quite a few episodes in the beginning. I'm going to launch with the few episodes I've already done. I'm going to be putting in the Obsidian Monolith episodes that I've already done. And I will be doing this show on a weekly basis. And just like before, occasionally there will be Obsidian Monolith episodes as well. And also, another thing I'm planning to do in the new season is I'm going to, at some point, start doing a series of episodes, kind of like the Obsidian Monolith. It's going to be its own little kind of subset of the podcast, but I'm going to do a series of episodes about world building. And just like, you know, showing you how to make a campaign, I think the best way to do it is through example. I think that works really well for world building too. And I actually want to thank JM and Nick from the Iconic podcast. I don't remember which of them it was, but one of them gave me the idea to do this because we were talking about the new D&D, and I was mentioning how the new D&D has actually inspired me to finally create my own world for D&D instead of just using my bastardized version of the Forgotten Realms. And they thought that that would be a cool thing to talk about on a podcast. And I totally agree. It's a genius idea. I wish I'd thought of it. So yeah, I'm going to have some world building episodes, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I've already been taking notes on what I want to do with that. So there are going to be a lot of things going on, lots of interesting things. And it's really great for you guys, because unlike between season one and two, there's not going to be any downtime. This is all happening next week. Woohoo! So if you would like to reach me, you can email me at the new email address of gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. You can find me on Google Plus. Just look for Lex Starwalker. And you can follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. Also, please join us on Google Plus in the Game Masters Journey community. You can find a link to that on our website at starwalkerstudios.com, or just go on Google Plus and search for it. You can call the voicemail 626-LEX-GMI-1. And I'll probably maybe set up a new voicemail for the new format. I don't know. I very rarely get a voicemail, so maybe the voicemail will go away. If I get a bunch of voicemails in the next week, maybe I'll keep it. But otherwise, it might just go away because no one uses it. And visit our website, starwalkerstudios.com. I want to thank all of the supporters and patrons of the show. I want to send a special thank you to Philip Coffey and Drew Wilson. Thank you very much for your support. And regarding the Patreon, I will be setting up a new Patreon page for Game Master's Journey. In fact, by the time you hear this podcast, it should be live on Patreon. It may not have all the bells and whistles. Like, I don't think I'll have the video done yet, but it will be there. So if you are a patron of the show, feel free to move your patronage over to Game Master's Journey. I'm going to keep the old page up for now, just because I know there are people that are way back in the archives kind of working their way forward, and I don't want people trying to go to the Patreon page and they get an error 404 or whatever. So I'm going to keep it up for now until everybody gets moved over to the new page. Also, another great way that you can support the studio is we have a donate button on the website now at starwalkerstudios.com. We are also still offering the free trial of Audible books, and you can find links and information about that in the show notes. And also, another great way that you can help us out is to tell your friends about this show and our other shows, Age of Gaming, Beer Tasters, and Star Citizens United. So that's going to wrap it up for me for the finale of season two of GM Intrusions. I almost said Game Master's Journey. I've already got it in my mind. I really hope that I will see all of you over in Game Master's Journey for the new episodes. I am really, really looking forward to it. And I'm really looking forward to having some new fresh faces on the show and talk about some new games and some new mechanics. And yeah, I'm really excited. Oh, and I almost forgot. If you have a game that you love and it's not one of the ones I've mentioned that I've played or do play or whatever, and you would like to let me know about it, feel free. I've already had one listener who told me about a game and is sending me a copy of it so I can check it out and talk about it. And that is super awesome. And I very much appreciate that, because obviously I can only spend so much money on RPGs. So yeah, there's only so much I can do on my own. But I'm definitely open to learning about new games, and I'm going to be talking a lot about new games in the new format. So if there's a gem out there that you know about, definitely let me know. Thank you once again for listening to the show and all your support. I really appreciate it. I will be seeing you back next week in the new feed. Once again, I am Lex Starwalker, and this has been a GM Intrusion. Now go subscribe to Game Master's Journey.
This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality gaming and hobby podcasts.
This episode's music provided by Stanko, Ish, Cloudwalker, Renfield, and Transpoy. Please see the show notes for more details at starwalkerstudios.com/GM Intrusions.
GM Intrusions is made possible thanks to the support of listeners like you, Learn how you can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/GMintrusions.
I'm awesome!